You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, when you hear a headline such as, you need to go on vacation because it's good for your health, a headline like that really doesn't help. Okay? We don't want to hear about how we need to take a vacation. If we were able to take a vacation, we would have. All right? I hear that all the time. Another study came out today saying if you go on vacation, it is truly good for your health. They looked at test subjects. They found that it improved sleep. It cut blood pressure, helped with weight loss. They had more energy. And, I mean, this is one of those no-duh type of studies. But it's something that I think we need to bring up because a lot of us are getting burned out. Many of us with this recession, and we're going into the fourth year, I don't care who says it's over, it's not, and it's not in my neck of the woods, all right? And we hear that, all right, well, you know, if you go on vacation, it's going to help with stress, right? Now, I don't know if anybody else in other parts of the country feel like they could go on vacation or they have the money to do that. We don't, all right? Now, luckily, we are doing the Dr. Dahlia cruise. Going to Alaska is going to be phenomenal, and boy, is that my happy place, and that's going to be my vacation this year. That's going to be my one vacation. Now, yes, I've traveled a lot for work. All right, I got to travel again this week, and it's a lot of travel. But in terms of a vacation, you know, like a true vacation, luckily I got something coming up in the summer, which is wonderful. But you see, for me, when I go on vacation, I don't think I lose weight. I think I gain weight, right? You know, because I'm sitting, et cetera. I still bring my work with me, and I still work even on vacation because I am so worried about the amount of work I'm going to have when I get back. Some people can do that, and God bless them for doing it. I wish I could. Where you could go on vacation and say, I'm not going to worry about the office. I don't care. Whatever work I have, I'm going to deal with when I get back. See, I can't. Knowing that my desk is going to have so much of a pileup. Now, if somebody could be doing my work for me, all right, and, you know, some of my work is because I'm obviously not seeing patients, all right, but if somebody else would do all my reports, if somebody else would be, you know, double-checking a lot of the work and what my PAs do or whatever, yeah, that's great, but no, nobody else could do the work that I have to do. And if that's the case, I sit there on vacation thinking about what my desk is going to be like. So instead, I find that I enjoy my vacation more if I bring my work with me and I make sure I don't have to come back with a lot of work. I want the day I come back from vacation to be light and easy. Otherwise, I'm going to be panicking that I'm going to have a horrible day when I get back. So I think each of us need to do whatever psychological games we need to do. Right? But what do you do if you've been hit by this recession and you just can't take a break? You know, I can't tell you how many patients I have. They haven't taken a vacation in years. Now, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So it's very easy for us to go and hit the coast. It's about a 3-hour and 45-minute drive if you don't get pulled over for speeding and if you only stop to pee once. I could make it to the beach, Santa Monica Pier. About 3 hours and 45 minutes. For most of us, probably takes about 4 to 4.5 hours. So technically, you could make it to the beach. But what dissuades a lot of us is sometimes we just don't have a day off or a weekend off to do that. Two, gas prices. It costs money. Now, in this one particular study, all right, apparently what they did is they looked at test subjects who went to Thailand, Peru, or the Maldives. Okay, well, whoever could afford to go there, I mean, my guess is they're already pretty happy. And they compared them to people who stayed home and continued working. They said the average blood pressure of those who took the trip dropped by 6%, while the workers who had to stay home saw their blood pressure rise 2%. Sleep quality of people who took a vacation, 17% went up. Other people, it deteriorated by 14%. They said the study found the ability of vacationers to recover from stress improved by 30%. Now, you see, maybe I'm looking at the glasses half empty on this one, but when I travel, it's stressful. Having a delayed flight, not being in a comfortable seat when you fly, having issues with lost luggage, You know, to me, a vacation, I mean, I'm assuming these people that got to go to the Maldives and Thailand or Peru had pretty much a stress-free type of vacation. Not with me. Tests also found a fall in blood sugar levels. Of course, less stress, the less glucose you make. Therefore, less diabetes, trimmer waistlines, enhanced mood, energy levels, and it lasted 2 weeks after the people came back from vacation. All right, small study. Another 12 volunteers looked at a health assessment, wore heart monitors, and measured their sleep patterns and resilience to stress. They, of course, also looked better after they came back from a two-week vacation. I've never been able to take a two-week vacation. I don't think ever, since I can't be away from the office that long. Again, to me, that would be stressful. So what do you do? I mean, many of you, you know you need a break. You know you need a break. Well, one thing that I recommend to a lot of people in Las Vegas, okay, is the staycation. I don't know who came up with the idea of the staycation, but I think what happened is about 20 years ago, some of the hotels had local specials, where if you were a local and you showed your driver's license, you would get the room half off, all right? Some people get comps to rooms, etc. And what I notice is if we are able to kind of sneak away to California or sneak away to San Diego, maybe we spend a little bit at the beach. But for the most part, my kids love to be in the hotel room. They love to be in a hotel room. They love to jump on the beds. They love to rent one of the movies. They love to bring in food. We don't do room service because that's too expensive, but they like to bring in a pizza, you know, and feel like they don't have to worry about dropping food on the floor, even though I still don't want them to wreck the place. And this idea of a staycation, as long as you could do it inexpensively, in Vegas, we got so many real cool hotels that every now and then give good discounts that you could get away with that, right? You could go out to dinner. You could go to their pool, and their pool is like a resort, a lot of these, you know, beach and pool. So spend the day at the pool, go to the room, hang out, watch movies. I don't want to say eat junk food, but that's what a lot of us like to do on our staycations, and feel like you're on vacation. Next day, wake up. Do some breakfast, make some bagels in the room, maybe hit the pool again, come home. It's a mini vacation. And that may be just enough for you to get that break, and it's fairly inexpensive. Now, some people are like, why the hell would I go 3 miles west and stay in a hotel room? Try it and see if that gives you that little break you need. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so the CDC now is giving us a warning on leafy green poultry and dairy. They say leafy greens like lettuce, spinach, and kale accounted for the most foodborne illnesses nationwide between 1998 and 2008, according to the CDC. They say dairy products accounted for the most hospitalizations, but the most deaths were linked to poultry. Now, apparently the statistics are meant to help regulators and the food industry target efforts to improve the safety of food. They say the vast majority of our meals are safe, according to the USA Today. They said don't let the numbers for leafy greens keep you from eating vegetables. It's so important. We were talking about vegetables that quote-unquote detox you, and spinach and kale were definitely on the list. Problem is they're kind of hard to wash. You know, I remember in the 70s, my mom would bring home spinach and had me wash it. I would wash it for 20, 30 minutes. You could still taste the dirt. Why is spinach so hard to wash? That's why people love the pre-washed vegetables. You know, the pre-washed packages. They say the study looked at 4,800 outbreaks that caused 128,000 illnesses, hospitalization, and deaths when the food that caused them was known or suspected. They say epidemiologists at the CDC found that leafy greens accounted for 23% of illnesses and dairy products, 14%. But when they looked at hospitalizations, it was different. It came dairy, leafy vegetables, and then poultry third. When they looked at deaths, poultry was number one with 19%, dairy products 10%. Now, the overall deaths were small, but still, to me, too much. 277 people died from foodborne illnesses linked to poultry. That's ridiculous. And 140 people died from dairy products. That, you know, in that decade. Again, it's small, but to me, too many. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second. What about the cantaloupe outbreak? What about the Brussels sprouts? This was talking up to 2008. So a lot of the listeria and the eggs and, you know, the cantaloupe and all those issues that we saw in the past couple years, those aren't included in this. All right. And again, you know, we just need to realize that, you know, when it comes to our dairy products, we want to, use more pasteurized dairy foods. All right. We want to make sure we cook our meats. We want to make sure we're doing good hand sanitation, etc. And so there's a variety of ways to prevent that. But, you know, a lot of us, we do take germs for granted. We've talked about that. Many of you cut yourselves a braid, have an abrasion, paper cut, dog bite, cat scratch. You pat it till the pain, maybe you bleed it out a little bit. Maybe you run a little bit of water on it. No, that's not proper wound care. And we've talked about that. You know, first washing your hands, you got to do it to the happy birthday song twice, at least. Or the ABCs, really slow. Try to use a little vibrato, make some runs, you know, when you get to the W, you know, and kind of make it last a little bit longer. But you really got to wash your hands for a lot longer. Two, you got to use soap and water when you clean these wounds out. You have to. I know you think you're going to make the wound worse. You're going to make it bleed worse. But you could lose a little blood. If it's a small wound, you could lose a little bit just to get that bacteria out. If you think it's going to get infected, get to the doctor. If you ate something and you think something, you know, isn't sitting right with you, you start getting nauseous, you have some fever, you have some diarrhea, etc., go to the doctor. Make sure you didn't pick up a parasite. Make sure you didn't pick up salmonella, E. coli, etc. Smell your food. I always smell my food. Smell your food. If something smells off, don't eat it. It's not worth it. Okay? I'd rather you go and pick up something for 50 cents at the grocery store. Don't put something in your mouth just because you don't want to throw it out. If you need to throw it out, throw it out. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Now, this is kind of interesting. There's eye surgery out there for people that want to change their eye color. It's called an iris implant. I guess it sews a hardened silicone color into a person's eyeball, so the hue of the iris, which is the colored part, will change. Now, from what we understand, there was a girl, how old is she? I can't tell here. They say Anita Adams was born with one green eye and one brown eye. She went to Panama to have a fake iris implant, and from what we understand, she now suffers from glaucoma and cataracts, and she had the implants removed. And unfortunately, the eye damage she got from this implant was permanent. These iris implants can cause inflammation, bleeding, eye pain, and vision loss. You know, with me, if I ever wanted to enhance the blue in my eyes, I was using colored contacts. Now, true, with contact lenses, you got to be careful. Contact lenses could scratch your eye. If you don't clean the contact lenses, it could introduce infection. You could get a corneal ulceration. An infected cornea could lead to blindness. But the contact lenses are a hell of a lot safer than, from what we understand, these iris implants. I think it's not banned in the U.S. I think you could get that done in the United States, but I don't know of any doctor that does them. You know, I mean, I'm sure you could find somebody to do it, but my concern is for eye color, there's other cheaper, safer ways to do it. So I would recommend, you know, I would probably recommend the contact lenses. And, you know, talk to your eye doctor. If anything does come out that's new, you know, maybe he could give you the scoop, or she. All right, so another study comes out looking at relationships, and they say friendship is the secret to a long-lasting romantic relationship. Now, this is interesting that this article comes out, because I was talking a couple hours ago about friendships and enhancing your social life, because some of our listeners have been lonely. They've gotten divorced. They're now middle age, and all the friends they used to have in high school, you know, when they were younger, maybe college days, clubbing days, you know, they don't exist anymore, because once you get married, you just kind of deal with your marriage, and maybe you get friends, you know, with your new married couples, etc. So we talked about how you know, ways to enhance, ways to meet people when you're middle age. You know, maybe, you know, join some clubs, get involved with the church, you know, bowling league. I mean, there's a variety of things. Tennis league, charities, political, groups. You know, there's ways to meet people and talk and, you know, and have a social life. One of you had written on the break how when you went through a divorce, you immediately went to Match.com. And started dating. Well, yeah, that's an option, but I had said before you start dating again, you know, make sure you have a network of friends, because if you go through a divorce or you go through a breakup, it really helps to have friends. I mean, when I was younger, before I got married, every time I had issues, you know, thank God I had a good friend support. But a lot of you, you lose your friends through, you know, with the marriage, you move, you don't seem to socialize as much because you got the kids, you don't go out as much, and so you really don't have the real good, strong friendships like you used to when you were younger. Maybe they weren't good, strong friendships, you know, talking about how a lot of the girls used to kind of use each other as a wingman, you know, so they could get the guy. And, you know, I'm sure guys do the same thing, too. You have a wingman and stuff. But in this particular study, researchers found that having a friendship with your partner allows more commitment, more love, and greater sexual satisfaction. Now, this study was done at Purdue University in Indiana. They said the results indicate that friendship is of greater importance than other aspects to promote long-lasting relationships. And some of you are like, really? Really? I got to be friends with my wife? Yeah. I mean, it's kind of important. If you're not friends with your spouse, you got a problem. If you can't sit down and have a discussion with them, you know, how are you going to be intimate with them? Now, I know some people are intimate with their spouses and they really don't like their spouse. I know some of you could do it, but for the most part, you really need that basis. And the reason why we talked about this in the beginning of the show isn't because I want everybody to have a wonderful relationship. The idea was we've really isolated ourselves. And you're going to hear me bring this up a lot on the show. Now that we could entertain ourselves with social media, we have the television, we have video games, there's not as much of a urge to go out and socialize. You know, in the olden days, if you were home, it was kind of lonely. It was kind of dark. Yeah, you had some lights on. It was kind of boring. Not really a lot on television. So then if something was going on in a social hall or in church, you know, you'd want to be around other people. Well, you feel like you're around other people with the social media, playing on the video games, so you don't have that need as much to leave the house. Well, with that, you end up not having relationships. You know, I mean, I can't tell you how much I am looking forward to. I was out of town last week. I'm going to be out of town this weekend. I cannot wait to just one day, you know, one night, be able to cuddle up on the couch and watch a movie with my blanket. I cannot wait to be home. You know, and some of you, though, you do that all the time. And you prefer it. Going out costs money. You know, some of the people you hang out with you really don't like. And so it's very easy to go, oh, I got plans. I'm going to watch a movie on Netflix. I'm going to Facebook. I'm going to play a little World of Warcraft. Tweet, read some articles, read a book, and go to bed. And honestly, like right now, to me, that sounds kind of good. No, because I would just love to catch up on stuff and watch a movie. But for most of us, it's preventing us from making relationships. And then all of a sudden you notice you really don't have any friends. Nobody that could take you to the doctor if you needed to. Right? No one that could give you a ride when your car breaks down. So think about it, people. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOC.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. So this is interesting. They say that there are these micro needles that could hopefully painlessly put DNA vaccines into your skin, and they're called tattoo vaccines. And these tattoo vaccines, if they're put into your skin and painlessly, which is nice, would boost your defense against disease. Now, we've talked about vaccines a lot on the show. Basically, what vaccines do is they help develop immunity to diseases by exposing your immune system to a potential invader. Now, when we get the vaccine, though, we don't want to give you the hardcore, fully potent type of bug. So what we do is we give you a weakened form, which is called live attenuated, or we give you the killed form of the bug that still kind of has its little skeleton, viral skeleton, so to speak, bacterial type of skeleton, even though it's not really a skeleton with bone. So your body could then recognize it. So with a vaccine, when you get the flu shot or the polio shot or tetanus or whatever, your body will then recognize what it looks like. And because it's not highly virulent, you don't get sick. Yet your body makes the antibodies so the next time you are exposed to polio or tetanus, it knows how to fight it. That's how the body works. Now, scientists now are developing DNA vaccines that deliver genes, right, from these invaders into patients. The cells of vaccinated people will then churn out, they say, molecules from these intruders that function like pieces of the skeleton. Then the immune system will hopefully see these skeleton pieces, and that bypasses you needing the actual pathogen being put in your body. You get that? So what the vaccines will give genes rather than the actual form of the bug, which is what we've been doing this whole time, either a killed version or a live attenuated version. And because the genes cause, you know, molecules, or because the genes give off pieces that could mimic the skeleton, let's say, the body will recognize it. So you never really actually have to have the actual disease in your body. You're just having the genes of it. All right. Cool stuff. Makes sense. All right. They say in principle, these DNA vaccines could offer a lot of benefits. They say instead of wasting time and resources generating and purifying proteins for germs, which is what they're doing or trying to weaken it, all they have to do is introduce the genetic material and your body usually does the work. The only thing is they have been having some difficulty getting these DNA vaccines to pass these studies well in humans. Okay? So scientists have tried a number of different strategies to figure out how do you get the DNA into the body. All right? You don't want the body just doing away with it. I mean, you know, when we put something in the body in terms of genetic material, we want the genetic material to cause the transformation and change and to cause your cells to produce the piece that needs to then later be identified as the bug. So I guess they've tried to do electrical zaps, et cetera, but that could be pretty painful. So MIT researchers said they studied DNA vaccines that they could use, they could give in plastic needles that are only 250 microns wide, 650 microns high. Now, human hair is only 100 microns wide, so we're only talking about double the size of a piece of human hair. Not the length, the width of it. The researchers coated the microneedles with biodegradable films that have the vaccine, plus other molecules, such as compounds that will help stimulate the immune system, help cells absorb the DNA. If you put the patch on with these needles onto the skin, it immediately embeds into the coatings of the body, kind of like the application of a tattoo. But they don't, because they're so superficial, these little microneedles, because they're so small, it doesn't get to the deep nerve endings or the blood vessels. Therefore, it's less pain, almost painless. And they say it's painless, and then nothing's getting into your bloodstream directly, so you don't have to, you have more safety. There was a case where somebody received an injection. It was supposed to be an injection that only went into the muscle, and it went into the bloodstream. I think it was the vaccine. The arm completely necrosed. So it's, you know, you want to shoot for safety. You know, we don't want pain, but we also want safety. So if what they're telling us is our superficial layer of our skin will be a good enough medium to take in whatever they want to put genetically, then, I mean, that could really open up to a whole variety of things. I mean, even medicines. How many of us can't swallow our pills? How many of us can't, you know, tolerate certain things orally or the taste? We could then do things by patches, and this could be huge. All right, they say the coatings remain implanted even after the microneedle patches are pulled off. Coatings will dissolve in a controlled manner, releasing the vaccine and companion molecules over a stained and adjustable period of time. It could be days to weeks. So they think they could control it. Now, they have tested the patches on rhesus monkeys, measuring how much of a protein encoded by the DNA vaccine the animals could produce. The monkeys generated about 140 times as much of the protein in response to microneedles as they did when injected using normal hypodermic needles. So, like I said, it's worked on monkeys. They now got to practice this on humans. But, you know, when you hear something like this, some of you are like, all right, DNA vaccines, monkeys, people, micro, you know, but something like this could later be the future of the way our medicines are administered, and that could be pretty damn cool. If you don't think your kid's going to take her birth control, right? Or let's say they have a birth control for boys, and boys don't want to take a pill, or they may not remember to take a pill, just like girls have trouble remembering to take a pill. You could slap one of these things on. I mean, there's a variety of different applications you could use this for. So I'm pretty excited about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, studies come out, this is pretty interesting, talking about self-help books and do they really help. And they found that self-help books, which I've always been a huge fan of, do prevent depression from returning and relieve depression. Now, I think self-help books only target a certain market, people who like to read. But I remember getting a memory self-help training. What I did is I used to run, and there were these audio tapes. So I decided to practice my memory, listening to these audio tapes, teaching me how to memorize things. Because medical school, you know, I thought college was hard. Medical school was going to be more difficult. So I figured I would kind of train myself to learn memory. And that was probably one of the very few self-help products I ever bought, but dang, it worked, you know, and so, you know, it comes from an author that, if it comes from an author that you trust, well-renowned, you know, pretty well-published and knows his stuff, you know, these could help. And so I strongly urge people not to just go for the pills, but also see what you could do on your own. And I love how these self-help books teach you ways to think. We call it cognitive behavioral therapy. Cognitive behavioral therapy is one of the vast types of therapy that are out there in the psychiatrist and the psychologist medicine back. So you have like the behavioral therapy, which came from its roots come from Sigmund Freud, where you go back to your dreams, your psychotherapy goes to your dreams, your deeper innermost thoughts. Did you have an Oedipus complex where you were in love with your mother, right? You know, and it kind of goes into some deep inner working. Successful, but not as practical. And, you know, it's kind of gotten the stereotype of just lying there on the black couch, right? You know, talking about your innermost things while you think a psychiatrist is sitting there drawing pictures of you, right? Your cognitive therapy is where the doctor or the psychologist looks at how you're thinking and tries to retrain you on your thinking. So, for example, let's say your mother-in-law calls and it just kind of gets under your skin and then your whole day is ruined. Well, why should your whole day be ruined? Okay, think your way out of it. There's ways to think your way out of it. So what? She called. So what? She's coming. Don't let that ruin your day. Live for that day. You know, there's just ways to your boss yelled at you. All right, your boss yelled at you. Does it have to ruin your day, ruin your week? No, you can move on. And cognitive therapy teaches you how to do it. So basically, according to this study out of Glasgow, they looked at 200 patients diagnosed with depression. Half of them were on antidepressants. Others were on self-help books. And they found that those that did use self-help books not only decreased their depression, but they stayed pretty well in remission, up to 4 months. That's pretty significant. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Point this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back. Woo, I downed my water down. Sorry if I burped. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Never on break. The burps never come on break. They always come as I go on air. Probably because, you know, you get ready and you take that first deep breath when the commercial ends. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook on the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are still booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Please check that out. Go to my website and get all the nitty-gritty details. Contact the travel agent and see if we can get you all set up for our summer vacation. It is going to be a phenomenal trip. Remember, you can hit us live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, Pacific time, 10 a.m. Pacific time on Saturdays. If ever we're not live and you want to call in, still call into our answer line, and we'll play your question the next live broadcast the next day. You can also email us at drdahlia@hotmail.com, or the website's probably the easiest way to email us. Go to the website, hit the contact form, and you're able to send your questions. All right, so this is kind of interesting. They say Vietnamese families claim that many of them could get their children potty trained by 9 months of age. And they say the reason why they could do that is because they whistle. They say most of us, you know, in America and Europe, we don't start potty training till 2 years old. Some boys may not be potty trained by the time they're 4 or 5. But in Vietnam, many of these kids can potty train by 9 months old. Swedish researchers said potty training had started almost from birth, with mothers making a whistling sound when their child gave a sign that they needed to go. The children, now, here's my problem. I mean, my kids would just be sitting there looking all googly-eyed and smiling, and they would pee or they wouldn't pee, or they'd poop or they'd not poop. Now, if one of them was constipated and trying to poop, they'd make a sign. But other than that, I had no idea when the kid was going to wet his diaper, unless, of course, I was holding him and he peed on my leg. They say the children associated the whistling with urinating. And by the age of 9 months, they were able to keep dry as long as they were regularly reminded to sit on their potty. Now, this is published in the Journal of Pediatric Urology. They say Western babies are potty trained later now than they used to be. But in Vietnam, early potty training is kind of a tradition, and Vietnamese are pretty proud of it. According to Mail Online, they said it also saves a lot of costs on diapers and the time spent changing them. And they say learning to control the bladder early in life may be better for urinary health. That would be interesting to see if in Vietnam you have less prostate issues, less incontinence issues. That would be pretty interesting. Okay, now, in the States, you know, we've been told to tell parents to wait and not push potty training too early. And so many of us, we really don't start till they're about 18 months or 2 years. You know, everybody asks me, when should I start potty training my kid? And we really don't push them that soon, because we think it causes frustration for the parents yell at the kids don't understand. But you see, the trick here is in Vietnam, they're starting from day one. That's crazy, but I guess it's working. They need to study this more, because a lot of us have some major issues with our kids and the leaks. And we know the older they are, it could be more difficult. So there's how I look at it is there's a certain window of opportunity you have with the kids. And if you identify that window, you could then teach them at any age. But for the most part, we haven't really been pushing it before 18 months or 2 years. If they want to do it, great. If they don't want to do it, fine. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess some good news came out saying that high blood pressure in kids may be less common than thought. They say the number of U.S. kids with full-blown high blood pressure looks like is probably less than they originally thought. Now, we still need to screen kids for high blood pressure. Just because your blood pressure is 125 over 85, and then your 5-year-old has the same blood pressure as you, doesn't mean that kid is good. 125 over 85, that diastolic, the lower number, is already borderline for you being an adult. And the 125 over 85 is way too high for a 5-year-old. So we still need to screen our children, but it's good news to think that not as many kids have high blood pressure as we once thought. What they did is they looked at 200,000 children aged 3 to 17. Researchers found that only 0.3% met the standard for high blood pressure, which is in contrast to the 0.8 to 4.5% of American kids we were told had high blood pressure. Now, the American Academy of Pediatrics and the U.S. National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute both recommend that kids have yearly screenings for high blood pressure starting at age 3. They say they don't think that should change. We still should screen them. Now, why not earlier? Well, we do screen babies. I mean, we do always watch babies, like in the hospital. Neonatal unit, you know, we'll check blood pressure. But for the most part, a lot of these kids are kicking and screaming, and they're pushing, and they're pulling. And it's kind of difficult to get blood pressure on your younger kids. You know, my kids always freak out because the blood pressure cuffs start to constrict, and then they get scared. They think their arm is going to fall off, which is a natural animalistic response. I don't blame them. That's an instinctive response to go, okay, wait a second. You're squeezing my arm too hard. I need to stop. So a lot of times you really can't get a real good blood pressure. But by 3 years old, you can maybe talk them into it and let them know that it's not that bad and go from there. Of course, a lot of the studies, you know, do need to look at, though, cross-sectional analysis of kids. You know, I think our obese kids should definitely be screened as early as we can to look for high blood pressure. I think our obese children should also get some blood work done. We've talked about that. There was a study that came out a couple years ago saying if you have high blood, or if you have high cholesterol, your wife has high cholesterol, grandparents have high cholesterol, your kids need to have a blood draw between age 2 and age 10. Now, I don't know how many of you could get blood out of your 2-year-old, but, you know, if there's high cholesterol in the family, the immediate family, parents and grandparents, aunts and uncles, may not hurt to get a blood test just to see where your child is at. Some of you go, why would we do that? Why would we do a blood test? It's not like we could put the kid on a medicine anyway. Most of these medications you can't use for kids. True. We probably wouldn't put the kid on Lipitor. But if they have high triglycerides, high cholesterol, they're going to start clogging their arteries. And they could be at risk by the time they're 18, 19, 20. So we usually get these kids in with a cardiologist. We have the cardiologist work with a nutritionist and their pediatrician, family doc, internist, etc., and get that child on a good regimen, start getting the family on a better, healthy regimen. And if the kid has something genetic, we also look for other genetic issues. Remember, we also want to make sure these kids don't turn diabetic. So they need to be watched. Blood draws. How do you get a kid to do a blood draw? It's tough. All right, you can help with the pain by using this Embla cream. Embla cream is like a topical lidocaine cream. If you put some cream on the arm and then put a Band-Aid, leave that on for about an hour, it'll numb the area so the blood draw won't hurt. The only thing is sometimes the Embla decreases the size of the blood vessels. And so sometimes it could make it a little bit more harder for the phlebotomist to go in and draw the blood. And then they're digging around. So, you know, it would be great to, if you do have a child that's going to need to be checked regularly, start getting them used to it. But Embla cream is something they could, you know, they could do. Okay. Let me see what else we got here. I know we're coming up on the end. 1-877 Doc Dolly. What do I want to hit? Late lunch. Okay. They say people who like to eat lunch late in the afternoon will have more trouble trying to lose weight. Researchers looked at 420 people on a weight loss program, and those that ate lunch, all right, like after 3, 4 o'clock, all right, lost less weight than those who lunched before. Now, they aren't really sure why. Okay, in Spain, lunch is the biggest meal of the day, so I guess that makes sense if the earlier you eat, the more you can lose weight. Another reasoning is maybe if you eat lunch late, right, in the United States, okay, and then your dinner may be done later, like 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. See, I think one of the best diets is where you eat at 6 in the morning, you eat at 10 in the morning, or 10 in the morning, you eat at 2 in the afternoon, and then 6 at night, where you could either divide up your lunch into two meals, right? Because, I mean, think about it. If you ate at 2, you're not going to be as hungry at 6, so you'll eat a smaller meal. So I kind of like that. If you need some carrot sticks before you go to bed at 9, 10 o'clock, I'm fine with that too. But I think the 6, 10, 2, and 6 is a great way to lose weight. All right? But, I mean, they can't be big, huge meals. Keep in mind with that. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you again tomorrow. Please follow me on Twitter and Facebook, and be safe. God bless.
And Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order heart and body extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and body extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.